Time for another vocalised roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined again by Jess Beale from Vocalise to share a few upcoming accessible events from my regular email newsletter. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm good, thank you. Hi, everyone. Great to be back again.
We're going to start this week, Jess, with the power of storytelling about the lives of a beekeeper and his wife who was blinded through an explosion, with the beekeeper of Aleppo in Norwich.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a new adaptation of the best-selling novel, The Beekeeper of Aleppo. So it's audio described at the Theatre Royal Norwich for you on Saturday the 13th of May at 2:30. And there's a touch tour for you at 1:30, so a great chance to get on the stage and explore the set and the costumes and find out about the characters. Tickets are from £24.50, and yes, it's the story of a couple who are fleeing from Syria and their journey with lots of difficulties and pain, eventually escaping from Syria and the journey they take to arrive in the UK. So the couple, as you say, the husband, Nouri, is a beekeeper and his wife, Afra, who's been blinded by an explosion. And we follow their story in this very moving and powerful play.
And we're now going to follow in the footsteps of that famous traveller and explorer, Phileas Fogg, with Around the World in 80 Days at Richmond Theatre.
We are. We're going on a journey around the world in 80 days at the Richmond Theatre. The audio described performance is on Thursday the 18th of May, and that's at 7:30. There's a touch tour, but the time's still to be confirmed, so just double check with the theatre when you book your tickets for this one. Tickets start from £13, and it's a madcap adventure around the globe. This band of travelling circus performers who you'll join as they embark on their most daring feat yet, trying to recreate the adventures of Phileas Fogg as he sets off on his adventures around the world. So join the circus and follow these travellers.
And we now have a musical based on the stories of the hopes and dreams of some of the passengers on that fateful maiden journey of Titanic in High Wycombe.
We do. We have Titanic the musical for you, audio described on Tuesday the 23rd of May, and that's at the Wycombe Swan Theatre. The performance is at 7:30, and there's a touch tour an hour beforehand at 6:30. The tickets for this start from £15. So this stunning and stirring production focuses on the hopes, dreams and aspirations of the passengers on board the Titanic ship.
Off to Hull now to catch up with the six wives of Henry VIII as they take to the mic again with Six the Musical.
Yep, there's no stopping those six wives of Henry VIII. So at the Hull New Theatre, the audio described performance of Six the Musical is on Thursday the 25th of May and it's at 8 o'clock. The tickets start from £16 and yeah, it's that story of the wives of Henry VIII. They're on the stage, they're all doing their thing, singing and dancing. It's a great feel-good show full of fun.
An interesting experience now at Battersea Arts Centre in London, looking at the end of the life of the King of Rock and Roll, with Elvis Died of Burgers.
Yes, indeed. So this show, as you say, Elvis Died of Burgers, is audio described on Thursday the 25th of May and it's at 7:30 at the Battersea Arts Centre. It's pay what you can for the tickets, but the recommended price is £10. And yes, the Blink Dance Company take a dive into the events at the end of Elvis's life, trying to figure out the fine line between humour and tragedy of overeating. So this is a non-linear narrative to the performance as well, and the company use a mixture of semi-improvised dance, theatre and spoken word to create this really exciting performance for the cast and audience members alike. So this sounds like a really good show, very interesting and thought-provoking to go and see at the Battersea Arts Centre.
Jess, we're going to finish with a visit to the woods with Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream in the wonderful Shakespeare's Globe Theatre in London.
Yes, I thought I'd just fit in this classic to end up on. So A Midsummer Night's Dream, the audio described performance at Shakespeare's Globe, is on Saturday the 27th of May and it's at 2 o'clock with a touch tour booked for 12 o'clock. Tickets are from £25 up to £65, but of course there's also standing tickets for £5 or £10. So yes, spend an enchanted night in the forest with the revelers, find out what mischief Puck can create weaving all those spells, and what will happen in the morning when they wake up from their dream full of love, jealousy and complete confusion. A Midsummer Night's Dream is the Shakespeare's classic for everyone to go and enjoy.
Jess, if listeners would like to find out more about the items we just chatted about, sign up to the Vocalise email newsletter, or maybe just find out a little bit more about Vocalise. Where can people go to find out more?
Well, as always, head over to our website, www.vocalise.co.uk. You can email us on inquiries@vocalise.co.uk, and you can, of course, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at VocaliseAD. And it's always great to hear from you in whichever way you choose to get in touch.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for sharing some great audio-described events with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby, and I look forward to being back again next time to share more events with you all.